now. It's 22 minutes to 12. We come to show and tell, which is my favourite part of the week. I'm delighted to be joined by Peter Rillett and Howard Cobbins. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. Very well.
Peter, I'm going to come to you first, because it says here, very excitingly, I know we've had a new mayor and Avon and Somerset Police Commissioner, but you last week were named Master of the Society of Merchant Venturers.
I was indeed.
Tell us about, for people who aren't familiar with the Merchant Venturers, what's all that about?
That's about 70 members, and we have activities in education and in care of the elderly across the city, responsible for three schools in the city, and closely involved with the operation at St Monica.
And how do you get involved in that? Is it something by invitation only? You become a merchant venturer? How do you get onto this?
It is by invitation, and okay. That's what happens. Yeah.
So you've got to be a high-profile member of the city of do something in Bristol. Is it generally professional people who join?
Not at all, no. It was originally only trading people, but it's now a mixture of trading and professional people.
And you're an accountant by trade?
By background, I am, yes.
Okay, and also chair of the board at North Bristol.
Indeed.
So tell us about that. Does that take up a lot of your time?
It does take up a fair amount of time. We're building a very exciting new hospital at Southmead, which you're probably aware of.
Yeah, yes. And do you think the local opposition to that is now melting away when people see what a wonderful new facility it is?
I think it's a fantastic facility, and I think it'll be a wonderful hospital, so people are engaging with that.
Tell us about one of the issues, I guess, is financial, in that the way the NHS is going, there have been issues of new hospitals around the country that have been built but have trouble servicing their debts and things. How are we going to avoid falling into that problem in North Bristol? Presumably, as an accountant, you've looked at the figures pretty closely.
I have looked at the figures pretty closely. They're very large. I think the challenges facing the NHS are quite significant, but I think we're quite well placed to meet those challenges.
Would you envisage one day one trust for the whole of Bristol? Do you think
I'm sure that's always a possibility.
Merge together and work in harmony. Now, tell us a little bit about what you've brought in to show and tell, because this sounds rather special.
Okay, so what I've brought in for you, I shall unveil it.
Move that slightly closer to you.
A bit like being on the Antiques Roadshow.
My word.
Here is a large silver jug.
It is silver.
It is silver.
Isn't that gorgeous? It is a large silver jug. Tell us about its provenance.
So, prior to the Great Britain being built, Brunel's first transatlantic steamer was the Great Western, which was a paddle steamer, launched in 1838. That halved the journey time to New York from about a month, but variable with sail, to 15 days and not variable. And in February 1839, I understand there was a slightly rough crossing. This jug was presented to the captain, James Hoskin, by a number of the passengers on board as a token of respect for his nautical skill and courteous demeanour.
Wow, so he was good under pressure, which is what you're saying.
He certainly got the boat to New York, which is what they wanted.
So presumably, this was then made in America, was it? Or was it?
No, it was purchased in America and made in New York and presented to him at that time.
Wow, isn't it wonderful? It's so beautifully engraved, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? And how did it come to be in your possession?
Well, I think it was passed down by James Hoskin through various of his descendants, and then eventually the family ran out and they contacted the Society of Merchant Venturers and said, this is related to Bristol, you're related to seafaring, would you like to have it amongst your treasures? And we said, thank you very much.
Isn't it absolutely beautiful? Oh, it's just the engraving is wonderful. And it actually says, presented to. Exactly.
So he went on to captain the Great Britain, which you know all about,
yes,
because that's obviously one of the great sights in Bristol. Great Western did rather more transatlantic crossings than the Great Britain. Went on to serve in the Crimean War and was broken up in 1856. But it was the first transatlantic liner, forerunner of what we have today.
Wonderful, great heritage here in Bristol. Do the merchant venturers have a number of precious artefacts?
We do indeed have a number of precious artefacts.
And are they put on public display?
They're there on display, where we have open doors that are just well attended every year, which people come along to see. So, treasures are there for people to see.
Just absolutely wonderful, isn't it? And are you Bristol born and bred? Is that your...
Pretty much. Went to school here, got trained here, served all my corporate life here, so I really feel this is my city, yes.
They rather unfairly call it the graveyard of ambition, don't they? Which is one way of saying Bristol's such a wonderful place to be and live, that people who are born here and go to uni here or school here often don't want to leave.
Well, there we are. I think it's a very great city, and I'm looking forward to the future.
Tell us about your what's your role as the Master of the Society of Merchant Venturers? What does that involve? Presumably lots of dinners, but
yes, also some work, sadly, as well.
What does the work involve?
Well, we have obviously three schools, so the two Colston schools and Merchants Academy at Withywood. So quite a lot of engagement with those organisations and their plans and their development aspirations, so work with them.
And a massive new hospital in Bristol, so you're a busy man. And you're still smiling.
It's a very good time. It's a
it's
very
a good time.
To
very
be
exciting
Bristol.
Time to be in Bristol, isn't
Indeed.
It? Thanks for that, Peter. That's really interesting. And times are tough. It's good to have people who are half full. Is that a fair comment? But you look pretty half full to me.
That's a very fair comment from my perspective, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And you're excited by having a mayor too, aren't you?
I'm very excited. I think the office is great. It'll provide a new focus to leadership of the city, so I'm really looking forward to it.
If people want to see the fabulous silver jug presented to the captain of the Great Western Pedal Steamer, what do they have to do?
Well, I have to come to the Merchants Hall and have a look at it.
And it's available, what are the sort of opening times?
Well, I think by appointment probably would be the best.
By appointment to the Merchants Hall, you can see that silver jug as I have.